Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
All right, it's our first episode.
Welcome to your apartment.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody.
To the first episode of
Legends
Only. Wow. Well,
we made it.
We did it.
We're done.
You know, I was thinking, like all of our legends and their new eras and their iconic albums, you know, an album is not an album and an era is not an era without a good intro.
Oh, like a legendary intro to an album?
Specifically, Headstrong intro, Ashley Tisdale.
Specifically, that is the archetype.
Stripped intro.
Some others as well.
Mm-hmm. The Redemption intro.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you show everybody what that is? Why don't you tell everybody what that is?
So we were inspired, and we were thinking, why don't we create our own inspired legendary intros?
Which we have not heard from each other. We do not know what we're about to say, and this might be a catastrophe.
No, I like when people talk in the beginning of songs. I think that's kind of rad. I don't think you should use that. That's honestly my favorite thing to do to Brad is be like, okay, so homework, you're going to go and do this. I'm going to do this. And then we're going to surprise each other.
And that is exactly what this entire episode is.
Yes. I wrote my Legends Only podcast intro on the subway to work. I felt very inspired. Should I go first?
I think you should go first.
Okay. Mine is inspired by Lotus Intro, the album by Christina Aguilera. It's literally just the lyrics of Lotus Intro, but like I changed some of them.
Thank you for explaining.
Yeah. To the sky, our subscribers rise. Spread my wings and flop. Leave the past behind. Stop. Leave the past behind and say goodbye to the scared Bobby inside. I sing for gay rights. Stream, let there be love. I look at my reflection, embrace the clown that I've become. The unbreakable Lotus in me, I now set free.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Track one.
That really did it. That really set the tone. I'm afraid to follow that up. I guess I do have something, a little something planned. We'll see if I don't fuck this up. Hit it. This is a podcast about legends. Only legends. Legends of the charts, legends of the sales. And this time, we're going to record it our way. I hope you enjoy this as much as we do. And give us 5 stars on iTunes. And if you think that's clownery, love, well, that's okay. Because I've already been canceled once before. Are you ready? I am. Because it's all about legends. And we stan lots of them.
Oh my god, wow.
Wow.
Are you going to do a dance?
I was about to do the number, but I suppose that won't translate in audio.
Show a nipple.
Wow, we really did that.
Wow. That was a good icebreaker.
That was. It's good that we have some common themes in our intros. Flopping, clownery, and charts and sales.
Legends. Yeah, that would be the concept, wouldn't
Great.
It be?
Great. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, so I'm excited. We're finally expanding. We just finished up the Britney podcast, and we are starting this journey.
We are beginning a new era in podcasting. Never been done before.
Oh, I've never heard of a podcast done by two gays.
About pop culture. That has never been done. First time ever in the Castro District. So what we decided is that instead of doing a retrospective, a fully retrospective podcast, what we would do is a weekly podcast diving into the news and updates of the week while also paying homage to legendary moments of the past. So it's not going to be specifically one legend per week or anything like that.
That wouldn't really work.
It wouldn't, because you'd like be sitting through 20 episodes of Katy Perry being like, okay, when's the Gaga one kicking in?
Right. Like, it'd be 9 months of Christina, mm-hmm. 1 week of Halsey.
Right.
And then 4 months of Heidi Montag.
Yeah.
And then it would be 2023 already.
17 years of Selena Gomez. So it would just mm-hmm. be, you know.
Yes.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, but that is coming.
It is coming. We're going to do deep in my heart dives mm-hmm. into some of our favorite legends, largely dictated by our audience as
yes.
well.
We will be introducing ways that you guys will be getting involved.
Interactive.
Very soon. Yes. Fan demanded Sparks version.
Sparks version. Phone a friend. Nope. That's a game show. But there will be other ways to participate.
Yeah. But phone I think it's safe to say that for the rest of the year, we will be chatting with you guys weekly.
Yeah. So buckle up.
Well, we did get a DM that was like, I could listen to the two of you.
It's like you're over.
Just
this?
Read.
Oh.
Oh, no. It said, I could listen to the two of you read the phone book. So that's what we're going to be doing today.
So we're going
to
break that out right now. No. It's going to start with A.
Yeah. But you guys wanted to just chat with us every single week. So that's.
And we're here now.
Yeah, we are. And what a week it's been.
What a week. What a time to be alive.
I know. There's a lot of things that. A lot of anniversaries that have been happening this week.
Including our own.
Yes. Baby One More Time just celebrated her 21st birthday.
She's legally allowed to drink.
Yeah, she is.
Wow.
And the anniversary of the podcast.
Yes. The reason we have the podcast, we launched on the anniversary of Baby, who's not a baby anymore.
No.
We are old. And at the same time, in keeping with Britney World, it's also Blackout anniversary.
Mm.
Blackout season, the chill in the air.
It is in full swing.
Yes, Wednesday, October 30th.
One of the most iconic, legendary dates in the history of the United States.
Soon to be a national holiday. Mm-hmm. And they're actually finally doing something about it by issuing a Blackout vinyl at Urban.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pressing of it in orange. At first, which was unfortunate.
Awful.
We didn't care for that. Now there's like a black splattering grayish one.
Yeah. All I'll say is that I keep mine in the plastic wrap, so I never will see that disc.
That's true.
But I do like the clear ones.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, I'm happy. I mean, this has literally been fan demanded since 2007, so it is nice that it is now a 12-inch finally. It's just maybe I would have loved like a little different design of the actual vinyl. But
yeah,
like you said, I'm probably not taking it out either.
They could have just made it jet black.
Yes. And
that would have been chic.
It might even be like, there might be different pressings of it. I'm not entirely sure. Fake fan. But I did pre-order it. Mm-hmm. It's coming.
Yep. Pay attention to look for the mailman, ladies, because it's going to be arriving this week.
And keep your eye on Urban, because they've been doing every single Britney album. So when that Britney Jean rolls around...
Oh my god, I'm shaking already.
You better get in line quick.
Out. It's going to sell out in 3 seconds.
Exactly.
Do they even... I wonder if they're even going to know that Britney Jean happened.
Somebody's going to have to let them know that that's an album.
Yeah.
I
mean, they already did Glory.
They did.
Yeah, I already have her.
Right.
Iconic. Yeah. Well, a lot has been happening this week with all the pop girls. We've got Blackout on vinyl. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of the girls just kind of, there was like a blitz.
I would say they were inspired by us. Oh. And they also decided to put a fire under their ass and launched their comebacks.
Yes. It was like the week of teasers.
It was the week of teasers. Which, yes.
I love a teaser.
We love a teaser. Often better than the actual song.
I know. It's like with my little creative projects, I'm like shaking, making my own teasers. And I'm like, no one cares. But like, I'm shaking.
No, I think people really liked the teasers for Legends Only. Yeah.
Oh my God.
There's a lot of fanfare. Mm-hmm.
I love that someone clocked. I put Stacey Orrico in.
Thank you.
I did that for you because you mentioned it in an episode.
I
but then, of course,
it.
Some people were like, where's Whitney?
Yeah, people where's took J-Lo? The teaser like, entirely too seriously. It was like, these aren't only the people that we're going to talk about. But there was, of course, some backlash. And then, canceled for not including some faves.
You know, I I was trying not to get sued for copyright infringement.
Oh,
and I also didn't know about that. My collection of music videos is very limited. So there was some that were SD.
Just Santa Claus Lane era Hillary videos.
Literally. But there were so many that were SD, which for the teens out there who don't know what that is, because that doesn't exist anymore, that's called standard definition. And it's like a 4:3 ratio.
It's a more local version of the video.
Yes.
Rather than a high def.
You know what's a shame? Speaking of, the Circus music video is still in SD and so is Womanizer on YouTube. That is a disgrace.
It is a disgrace.
But anyway, my point was that I just didn't have all the videos. So, you know.
You did what you could.
I did what I could.
It's not our fault that all our faves are at least a decade old.
Right.
Yes, literally. This is the podcast for 30 to 35 year old gays, as somebody once commented. And I was like, honestly, yeah, this is the safe space for those,
it's
that
true.
Demographic.
It's your retirement home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
and
fine
we're
with
there
that.
With you.
I'm sorry. We're there with you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We are 30 and 31, which converts to 97 in gay and 60 in dog.
So please be kind to us. We can't hear that well.
Got to level out this audio for everyone.
All right. So let's get into what actually happened this week.
Yes, let's get into this week.
Let's get into it.
The girls, which thank God there's finally some girls that are doing some things.
Finally.
Because I feel like the pop girls just haven't been having a moment and they need a moment. I'm ready for a moment.
They certainly need a moment. One of the biggest moments that is currently charting at number one and number two, which is hard to get, not everybody has that, is by a woman I refer to as the legendary Gomezmerizing for many years, Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. She has two new sings.
She has two new sings, Lose You to Love Me and Look at Her Now. I have different thoughts. Number one, and here are all the thoughts in order. I really enjoy a Selena Gomez softer moment. Both of these feature her barely there vocals. At some points, you might be wondering if she just accidentally like recorded these on her notes app and that they set it to track because she kind of just sings. But I really liked Look at Her Now. I think that's a really fun track.
Hmm.
I like the weirdness of it. I always stan a glitch and a blip and a weirdness in the song. So I'm into that. And Leave You to Love Me is not my favorite, but I'm happy she spoke her truth.
See, I like that one better.
Oh my God. Fight already.
Right?
Yeah.
I was kind of like into it, even though I feel like it's part of me was kind of like, okay, get over it. Cause isn't it about Justin Bieber? Mm-hmm. But then I was like, okay, I've never just, I'm going to shut the hell up.
To love, you have to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, is she still talking about this? But like, I'm kind of into it.
It's kind of
like the lyrics.
It's kind of the natural follow up to, and I do love this song.
Naturally.
Heart Wants What It Wants. I actually really liked that song. That was like 2014, 15. And that was kind of her being like, well, resigning to what she likes. And now she's like, no, I'm finally letting go.
Mm-hmm.
She took the years to fight through the tears. And now she's stronger than yesterday.
Yeah. Know what else I was thinking watching the music video for the other one?
Look at Her Now.
Yes, that one.
Yes.
It was kind of giving me three words. Cheryl Cole.
Oh my God. I can't believe you said Cheryl before me on this podcast.
Well,
wow.
That's the only song I know.
Okay. That's true. That is true.
But like the room and like the way the camera moves and stuff, I was kind of like, oh my God, this looks like the room they filmed Three Words in.
I didn't even think of that, but you're right. But at the same time, somebody said to me, she's serving Ashley O. And I was kind of like, slightly.
Sure.
A little bit.
I just really wanted to take a Swiffer to the floor.
Was it dirty?
No, it just looked like it had a lot of scuff marks.
Oh.
That's all I could think of.
It was shot on an iPhone 11 Pro.
Oh.
Both of them, I believe.
Wow.
I think.
Promo.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to get that.
At least the first one, the Lose You to Love Me, was absolutely iPhone. That's what it said in the email blast. I don't know about the second one, but I think so too.
Wow. Technology these days.
Right? The kids, they don't know how easy they have it. They just take out their phones. They got a music video.
Our faves used to record their videos on flip phones. LG chocolates. Do you remember? Didn't What's Her Face have the one song about chocolate? Wasn't that the commercial for
Kylie?
Yeah. No, I just totally made that up.
I wish it was. I don't think she actually did a tie-in with chocolate.
No, there was the song by who was it?
Somebody did do a chocolate tie-in though, an LG chocolate.
Yeah, and it was a fucking bop. Oh my God, it's driving.
Wait, it's driving me crazy because I know you're right.
It's
Goldfrapp?
Yes.
Oh yes. Okay.
Ugh, iconic.
Oh my God, you're right. It was Strict Machine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was thinking of. That's not Chocolate by Kylie Minogue.
But see, back in the day, kids, back in the day, what we had was we had these commercials with songs attached to them. That's how we'd find out about the latest and greatest.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, though. That was a good tie-in. Yeah, I would just say overall, I'm really happy for her because I do feel like she's gotten out from under. She gets to start her new era.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what the album sounds like. I got into the one where she's like naked on the
Revival.
Cover. Mm. Yeah, I was a late, I revived late in life, but I was really into it.
Yeah, well, you should be because it inspired Glory if you listen to Britney's interviews. God.
Yeah, I've learned that since.
Yeah.
And I was kind of into it. So
Justin and Julia, Justin Tranter and Julia Michaels, and that's all these songs too. They're also really killing it.
Did she get new teeth?
Selena?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I feel like.
Do they look Hillary-esque?
I think she did.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Perhaps.
And I say that as in like, I'm so jealous.
Right.
I love a veneer.
It's also slightly hard to say because we actually haven't seen her face in a bit, I feel. Like, not really. Like, she hasn't been active for such a long time. I don't know.
I feel like I was watching it and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, is that like it's a possible. New she does love. Look good. And I will say, although I don't think it was successful, the fact that Selena's the one bringing choreo as one of the main girls currently.
She was kind of serving.
Like, I was like, this is at least a half serve. Like, okay. Gay Twitter was obviously way over the top and being like, she's eating it. And I'm like, that is a light snack at best. That is not a full course.
You know, nothing wrong with a little nibble.
A little nibble, but like, let's go back to like, you know, overprotective breakdown and stuff. Like, calm down a little bit. Let's see what a dance break looks like, everybody. Mm-hmm. But
I love a slick handography moment.
Yeah.
Is all you need.
Yeah. And she was honestly kind of doing it.
Mm-hmm. Love a pony.
Love a pony.
Love a neon light.
Like neon lights.
Love veneers.
Love veneers.
I stand.
It kind of ticked all the boxes. Yeah. So, and especially like in this day and age where we're so parched for anything, it's like, oh, okay. Some sign of life.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely good for her, but it's also good because it just isn't happening that much in pop culture.
I do love a video with more of a story though. That was just like kind of like a serve, a visual serve.
Right.
But speaking of story, we did get a video from Kesha.
We did.
And a new single, too.
She's got her own comeback. Mm-hmm. And as she described, she's, I think she said she's got her balls back. I think that's what she said. Yes, this is the follow-up to Rainbow, which was very much about, it was very heavy in some places. It was very much tied up in the Dr. Luke stuff. It was very that. And now she's sort of like, I want to have fun again. I want to feel like I used to. I want to make that kind of music. And so she's like, just going full balls to the wall into
I'm
it.
I'm so excited for it.
Yes, it's called Raising Hell. And the video features her as sort of like as a televangelist with an abusive husband who, I don't know if we should spoil it, but he's not abusive for too long.
No.
which obviously, you know, there could be some parallels drawn there to her own situation.
Oh, it's completely a parallel
right.
to...
Exactly. But it's still, you know, if you compare this to praying, it's like she's having fun with it now. Mm-hmm. She's kind of owning it. She's still, it's still fucked up, but she's like, she's accepted the card she's been dealt and going with it.
That's what I got from it. Like, it was, she's recognizing the situation.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you know what? Fuck it.
Yep.
If this is what it is, I'm going to have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to raise hell, the entire time. And I kind of love it.
I do love that whole ideology of it. Absolutely. It's very rowdy, very like, not honky tonk, but it's like, it doesn't sound that different from some of the crunchier numbers on like Rainbow and stuff, but I think there's definitely like a freedom to it that's really exciting, and you know, I'm happy for her.
Mm-hmm. I love the brown hair.
Yeah I prefer that.
Yeah, she looks stunning.
Yeah, it's a good look for her, a good kickoff, and I think this will be a more upbeat journey for her this album.
Mm-hmm.
I also think one of the coolest things, I don't know if you saw the track list, one of the tracks features Kesha with a dollar sign in it.
Right, I noticed that too.
She's totally gonna, Ciara did this, even though like I know only three people heard that album, but
oh,
she look, I am a CC stan, but like come on, she did that so that she had like a rap feature on her own song, and so I think she's gonna like throw it back to, I mean, if it goes to like MySpace, Kesha with a dollar sign, like rapping.
Do you want to have a slumber party in my basement? Do you...
I mean, I would she love.
Could, that would be, I would love that if it was a new sounding Kesha.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just threw like an old like TikTok era-esque.
Right. I need that to happen. I hope it will. I mean, she could have even, it would even be cool if she like sampled one of the unreleased demos that are floating around that are so
ooh,
good. Oh my God. That would be cool. So I hope there's that. And I really want, I just want, I hope there's some dance. I hope there's like All That Matters. There's some really good ones from Warrior and
Blow.
Well, of course, Blow. We can go all the way back to
that
Cannibal.
Used to play out in Jersey back in the day.
That
back
is,
in my twink days.
Yes, that is a signature
mm-hmm.
twink anthem. Our friend Ryan loves the Circuit remix of Blow.
It's, I mean,
it's his favorite song.
It's so good.
It is. It's very good.
I'm excited for her.
I'm very excited for her.
I'm just, you know, I want her to have peace and fun. And I think she's so fucking talented.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a different kind of feel.
Yeah. I need to see her on tour this time around.
You do.
So we need to go do that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
See you there.
Or go on the cruise.
Oh, that's right.
Not
she
sponsored.
Does a boat. That's true. Speaking of teasers, we have a teaser of a song that you'll hear before we get to talk about, but Dua Lipa, sometimes referred to as Dua Peep, is coming back with a song called Don't Start Now. And so far from those teasers, it sounds like everything I want from her. It's like 80s. She kind of looks like flash dancey or something. It's very, very, very promising. See you next week when it's not good. And we're like, actually, the song wasn't as good as the teasers.
Well, it's kind of nervous. Like, I'm nervous about it because she won Best New Artist. And some
it's
say
true.
That that's a curse.
It can be.
We don't need to say
we
who
don't.
We think experienced that. But that's for another time.
That's for another 1999 time mm-hmm. of who, when that could be. Or,
but I will say, when she came to Watch What Happens Live, she was so nice. And so
oh,
fun.
Dua?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's great.
She was just so cool.
She is very cool. And I think there that she has like a lot still to offer as far as like bops.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I don't think that she's even begun. Like, I just think this era, she could have a really solid disco sounding album. From what the sound of this is like disco-y. So I hope it's like, for the UK pop lovers, I hope it's very Sophie Ellis-Bextor. I hope it's, I mean, I just want the girls to do dance again.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope we're on that journey for Miss Dua Peep. And if you don't know what Dua Peep comes from,
I feel like, please tell me.
Okay,
I have to confess.
Oh my God. So Wendy Williams was doing a segment and she's like, have you heard of this the Dua Peep?
No. Are you serious?
Dua Peep.
How did I miss that?
Dua Peep because of Wendy Williams.
Applaud.
She's got this new song out. Dua Peep?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Way.
Yeah.
That
we're
is
gonna, you're going to insert the clip right here.
Okay. What do you think about Dua Peep?
It gave her new life in Stan World because that's obviously what they called her.
You know what? Wendy Williams mispronouncing your name and song title.
It's a rite of passage.
It literally is like being knighted.
It's very similar to Britney being like Keisha or mm-hmm. Tinashe. It's just... it's that. So wow. I'm very, very into Dua Peep and ready for the next journey.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Dua Peep 2 is coming. At the same time, somebody who is coming and is making all the girls scared, even though she hasn't actually done or said anything, is the actual queen, Adele.
Mm.
So
she was giving me full cock destroyer in those Instagram photos.
It was so good. She showed up to Drake's birthday party last week and she looked so good, because sometimes that's what divorce does for you. She's single now. She's on the prowl. Mm-hmm. Who knows? And the funny thing is, pictures came out, which you can see on Just Jared, of her after the party, seemingly crying. Like, her eyes are watery. So the first headlines from everybody was, why is Adele crying? And then she clapped back at the haters on Instagram and said, I don't cry anymore. I sweat now. So she was like shutting that down and being like, it was just sweat.
Right. Or she was just hot in the club.
Yeah. So it was good, because she's like, all of this is seeming to suggest she's got a more positive outlook, and it might be a more upbeat album, despite being a breakup record.
Do we think it'll just drop out of nowhere again?
God, that's like...
Probably.
Well, so they were scared last week because, like, Selena released early, Kesha released early. So they were like, is everyone shifting because of Friday? Something this big is coming. And there was a huge rumor that she was going to do Kimmel.
Rumor has it.
Rumor had it, and it was...
That's Adele, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was the wrong rumor. And instead it was that flop Kanye album about Jesus.
Oh.
Well.
Didn't even know that came out.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
I'm not going to listen to it.
No. Nobody should be listening to that. But anyway, it is. She's on a journey.
I'm excited.
I'm excited for Adele. I do think it'll come before the end of the year, but I don't know for sure.
Will she name it after whatever age she is now? Do we think that's going to be her thing forever? How old is she now?
I'm torn on that. I mean, 25 was... She released 25.
25 was a good year.
That's when our frontal lobes were fully developed.
What was happening when we were 25? Oh my God, Britney Jean.
Oh, really?
Right?
She was 25 in 2015, so she's already 29.
Okay.
Oh, so like 30 would be fierce. She should probably do 30.
Yeah, three decades.
Yeah, she should do 30.
Chic.
She was just waiting for 30. She has a whole album ready. She's just like, not until I'm 30.
Right. She's like, I don't like the way a 2 and a 9 look in graphic design. It's just, the 30 looks chic.
Totally. 21, 25, 30. That's kind of perfect.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to keep going, like, you kind of have to keep going with that.
I think so.
But that is cool. I like that she...
I'm ready for 87.
So we can truly relate.
Honestly, though, yeah, but I do think it will come sooner rather than later. But it's become almost like over the top pandemonium. Like, every week people are like, this is it, she's coming.
Right.
Not yet, sweetie.
But also too, like, at the end of the year, I want there to be Christmas music.
Okay, well, Mariah is coming in a big way with
yes
that. She's gonna get that number one finally.
She keeps saying not yet. I'm like, okay, when? I want
she
it
does
now.
Keep saying not yet. I think she's waiting. She doesn't want the hype to fizzle. They're probably being smart about this re-release. They want that number one.
I mean, she deserves the number one.
It's everything. Like, it's 25 years, right? 25th anniversary, I think.
I don't know.
Or maybe that's too much. But 25, that would make it...
Do you remember when Nicki tried to come for her during the American Idol tapings about All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Did she?
Yeah, because the... I was gonna say the queen.
It is 25
singing,
years.
But I don't know if it was that'd be rude. The man, sorry to that man.
Sorry to that.
The man singing was like, "All I Want for Christmas Is You." So it's like my favorite
gay
song,
yes.
And Nicki was like, "Oh, that was a good song, wasn't it?" Like in past, she was trying to be shady by saying past tense.
Oh,
and Mariah was like, "17 years, darling, still number one. Still number one,
queen."
All I Want for Christmas, the best modern day Christmas song.
Thank you.
Oh, just singing this Christmas.
It sure was, wasn't it, Mike?
Still is, darling, number one last year. 17 years later and still number one. Oh my goodness. Oh, how does it happen? How does it even happen?
She's a bitch.
It's everything. She really just got her back.
Their tension was so good.
It was just everything.
So yeah, it's 25 years now, and this all signs lead to the finally the Hot 100 number one.
Again, back to the Billboard Hot 100 number one song, which you just performed, which is difficult to get. Not everybody has that. To their credit, to your credit, you did a great job. So thank keep you. On singing. And
so get ready to stream All I Want
get
for
ready
Christmas
to stream
you.
It sweeties
are right. You gonna go see her at Madison Square Garden?
Oh, is she doing MSG?
So I'm curious about that because someone was like, oh, I think it's just the theater at MSG. And I was like, okay, but it needs to be the arena.
Right.
And I want it to snow.
Well, I have seen, have you seen Radio City?
Yeah. Or
the, not
I
Radio
saw
City.
Beacon.
The Beacon.
Iconic. It was everything.
So over the top, so festive, so good. All over
wait,
the
we
stage.
We went together.
No, we didn't, did
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
Did we sit in front of Greggy?
No, yeah. Do you remember
oh,
we were
yeah.
like third row?
Okay, so we had such a good time together.
Yeah.
We remembered all
that
the details
that
night.
That was the year they kept slapping everyone's phones down.
Oh,
and they were
yes.
aggressive
they were.
About it.
Yeah.
Basically, long story short, I'm very excited. We have to go again.
We will go
I
again.
I need to see Oh Santa live.
And
again,
I do think this is going to be the biggest one yet, for sure. They're going all out with this time.
I'm so ready. Oh. I want her to do, and this is just a vision mm-hmm. of love, Madison Square Garden arena center, like kind of like how a circus tour was, center of the ring, but do a big snowball globe, and she would be in the middle of it, and it would start snowing, and it'd be like all these lights and glitter.
Oh, that would
and
be
then
amazing.
The bubble would like burst or like lift up or something, and then
yeah.
Oh my God, can you see it?
I actually can.
Right?
That's actually perfect.
And she just would never move the whole time. She
no,
would stand
yeah.
in the middle the entire time.
They can rotate
time.
The thing around really slowly. Like, she'll do one mm-hmm. rotation per hour, but...
yeah, and there can be a train that goes around.
Oh, that's yeah. a really good idea. There could be, like, elves sitting on it.
Oh, the visions I have.
But
anyway.
Yeah. Before you're a stage planner for Mariah.
We need to get through Halloween and Thanksgiving first mm-hmm. before we get there.
She's told us that we need to wait, so we're going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, we got on a Mariah kick, as we often do. What else happened this week?
We got a new duet.
We do, a new old duet.
Lizzo featuring Ariana Grande.
Yes, Good as Hell, which was released originally 2017, I want to say. So it's certainly had its time, and now it's going to have new life, which is actually genius, just like Truth Hurts kind of slow burned over a year, I think, longer. And now Good as Hell is totally going to do the same thing. They're very smart for doing this. To me, this is like calculated for good reason. Like, these songs should have been hits anyway when they came out, and they
right.
weren't. So now it's like she's justice for Lizzo's back catalog.
Agree.
Like Juice should also have like
oh, right.
Should be like a Bruno Mars or something for the local. Like, but honestly, like just get it up there.
And why do we think it is that these songs took so long?
That's a very good question. I don't remember what exactly it was culturally that finally did it. I just think...
I honestly think it's time. I feel like... Because well, now people consume. There's so many different platforms.
Mm-hmm. I think her live performances have really gotten attention every time.
Mm-hmm.
And Truth Hurts... I mean, you saw it at the fucking Jonas Brothers concert.
Oh, yeah.
When Truth Hurts came on, every one of those tweens and
screaming it was so cool.
It was very clear that was the song of the summer, and everyone, you know, loved it. So but like Juice and Good as Hell were like already great, but they were sort of like gay known. They mm-hmm. weren't like overwhelmingly known,
right?
And now they're about to be overwhelmingly known, which is cool. Ariana's addition to this track is like pretty Ariana. It's like a lot of riffs and noodling.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I really like both of them a lot. Yeah. I really don't like this song.
I just feel... Yeah.
No, let me say that again. I like the song.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
don't like how this was executed. It sounds like Ariana voice memoed it in.
Yeah.
I feel because I've met Lizzo, she is so charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she literally just like... Exactly what you would think she is like in real life. She's over the top. She just completely lights the room up. There's so much energy.
Let me tell you, you go to an after party at the Playboy Club with
oh,
her.
That's right. You did. You were literally
like she
her
was,
ass was like in your face.
Yeah. Iconic. She is a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that synergy.
That energy was that lacking because they weren't.
It doesn't
like,
come through for me. Like, it feels like they sang it separately and they just put it together and it
yeah.
doesn't. Maybe there'll be a a video would be good.
A video would really seal the deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because then you would actually get to see
the chemistry and everything, yeah, the energy. I agree with you.
I don't know. Is that weird to like, I was like listening to it and I was like, this doesn't feel like vibe. I don't get the vibe.
I saw somebody else say that when did these remixes become like adding a verse and not like totally redoing the song together? Like, and gotcha. I totally feel that. It's yeah, like, why don't you just completely take on the song again, like with both of you? More. Mm-hmm. I'm happy for both of them because of what it'll mean for them. I think this will be a successful collaboration.
I love the cover.
Yeah. I just don't think that it's like the most creative thing.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. It's no Pretty Girls.
It's ultimately,
I'm joking. Well,
when you hold something to that kind of a standard, everything will fall short.
What standard is that? Oh.
That standard of excellence.
I don't even catch the sarcasm. Wow.
Oh, and one thing I can mention, I don't know if you've seen it, but Tinashe also came back this week. She also did a big comeback.
Call me out. Yep. I didn't see it.
Yep. Tinashe, as she's known to Britney, actually, so her comeback was pretty important. This was her first song back. It's called Die a Little with Miss Banks, a UK hip hop artist. And this was her first move since leaving RCA, since leaving her management team. It's been like a long time since all of that went down. And so this was kind of her make or break in a lot of ways. And the response has been super positive. And it's really a very fierce song. I think it kind of reminds me of like Janet Velvet Rope era meets FKA Twigs. It's very ball scene. It's very like fierce. And when you watch it, you'll be like, oh, like she did that.
Okay.
She gets her dance scenes. And obviously Tinashe's always been great dancer, so it's good that she has that still in her arsenal. I don't know, that's
arsenal.
Setting things on fire arsenal. And yeah, the song's really she has a song with KDA called Just Say, I think it's called. Wait, let me get that right.
Wait, because KDA, like the girl group from League of Legends?
No. Oh. No, this is a, I know, I also thought it was that at first, but
because didn't they almost chart?
I think they did, yeah.
Yeah, there's a video game called League of Legends, and there's a fake girl group in it called KDA.
This is a...
Some gay listening will know.
Yeah. No, she had a collaboration called Just Say with KDA, and that was also a very, like, ball scene, kind of very fierce, could do a lot of arm work with it. I will just say I'm, like, very proud of her, because there was a lot... The video looks expensive, too. Like, it looks good, and it's, like, this was independent... There was a lot coming up against her. She could have easily like thrown in the towel, but instead this is a very ballsy choice. And I think it's like a great artistic move for her.
I mean, you do get to be a little more creative and artistic when you go independent.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a good thing.
It's pretty fierce. Like it's pretty like aggressive. She's saying to like eat, smoke, fuck, die a little bit. It's just like,
check it out.
Yeah, it's
God,
pretty
I'm a fake fan.
It's good though. It's good. I'm into it. I'm really happy for Tinashe.
That's a lot of music this week.
Yeah, that was just this week. We're already onto Halloween.
Oh yeah, that's happening this week too.
And this is one of those awful, not awful, but when Halloween's in the middle of the week, you get two weekends to celebrate it. I don't know if you've seen, but there's like parties on both weekends and it's like, pick one.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not doing either. I don't like to go out.
I feel like if you're in a costume after Halloween, it's like...
It's a little embarrassing, right? Everyone's listening and they've got like November 2nd right? circled like, in their calendar. They're dressed like a chicken. They're like,
Right?
Canceled.
Brad's one of those gays that just takes his shirt off and puts on mouse ears and is like, I'm a mouse. Duh.
Duh. But I'll just do that in my mirror and not go out.
Well, looking forward to it. Everyone get ready. Go follow Moomoo's on Instagram. No, but, I mean, Thursday night's a good night for Halloween.
Yeah, it's just, I think, I don't know if culturally it's shifted, but I have seen Paris Hilton had her Halloween party on Thursday night, the 24th.
I think the weekend before works.
I guess so. I don't know. It's, yeah, if it's on a Thursday night, then fine.
So what you're saying is you're not going out.
I am not going out. I hate
me
everything.
Neither.
Yeah, I don't have any plans.
Well, see, the issue is I have to work. So that's just a little like, you know, minor inconvenience.
Yeah.
So I was like,
There's that. And then just generally, I don't want to go out.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it is. And I don't have a costume. Do you have a costume?
No.
Do you have something for like work? Do you have to dress up?
I have a vision for what I want to be. It's just very expensive and I don't want to do it.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
And I was explaining what I wanted to be to people and they're like, that's really scary. And I was like, yeah, that's the point, Yolanda.
You wanted to be scary?
Yes.
Is it just the word canceled across your chest? Is it a clown?
No.
We don't need to dress up for that.
No. Because I got invited to this party and the theme was like voodoo.
Oh, cool.
So I wanted to be my version of like a gay witch.
Oh, so you don't have to dress up either.
Oh, just put my boots and my hat on, yeah. Call it a night. But then I was watching all of these makeup tutorial videos from Nikki Tutorials.
Oh, as we do.
Queen.
Yeah.
And she was doing this look with her eyes and like these like tears. Did you watch that one?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It was really good. And I was like, oh my God. And then I wanted to do jet black contacts.
Oh.
And just paint here so it looked like I was a spirit with just like no face.
Oh, sort of like the nun or from The Conjuring or something.
Literally,
like that. Yeah.
From that. Oh my God. And I had an experience with this, that commercial playing when I was in,
Oh, the jump scare.
Yes.
I fucking hate
that commercial.
Is it called The Nun? It might be.
Yes. It's The Nun.
Okay.
Do you guys remember that commercial they did for it where you'd be watching E?
They were so rude for that. They were so rude for that.
I was in somewhere in Massachusetts or like up whatever.
Were you in Maine?
Yeah, I was in Maine or something, whatever. What's the one where they had the Boston Tea Party? Oh, in Boston. Yeah.
Is that how you put it in your mind? You classify it by which revolution?
Yeah.
It's the Boston Tea Party.
Whatever. I was up there in a town and I was in my hotel room and I was watching E going to bed and then a commercial for The Nun came on, but it wasn't a real commercial. They just like, it was a blank screen and it was just The Nun like in the screen staring at you.
Yeah.
And for a split second, like my heart actually dropped and I was like, there's a woman in my hotel room. So literally that.
Okay.
That was my like
reliving your trauma and owning it for Halloween.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I just don't feel like doing it.
I think I'm just going to be like a mouse.
Oh. Yeah, it's a lot.
That is a
lot. I just like to see everyone's costumes.
Yeah. You know what I really love is the pet Halloween, the pet parade.
Right. The one in Thompson Square
Park.
Oh,
the best. Oh my God.
So cute.
So cute. Yeah. But, you know, maybe some of our listeners might actually celebrate and go out. I don't know. Go out. Send us your costumes. We want to see.
Yeah, if you're dressed as a legend.
Yeah. If you're... Send us all your Halsey costumes. we want to see them.
Who is the legend of Halloween? Like, if Halloween had a legend?
Ooh. I've actually thought about this. I think, for me, it's Elvira.
Ooh,
Mistress of the Dark.
That's a good one.
And I feel like that was sort of validated. I know it's kind of problematic, Kim Petras, but like it was kind of validated that Kim had Elvira as a feature on Turn Off the Light, because it's like, yeah, she is the fucking queen of Halloween.
Yeah.
I just love her. She's timeless. She's like
longevity too.
Longevity.
No,
I mean,
there's no one can like duplicate that.
It feels like an ageless act. She's just like this goth queen of Halloween, and there's camp and there's humor to it, but like it's playfully scary. I just love her. Young gay icon. Like I remember seeing her when I was growing up, just being like, oh, queen, boobs.
Right.
Like big boobs. Child.
Booby.
that Nicki Minaj fucking meme. Big boobs. Do you know that one?
No.
She's doing a live stream. Oh my, can't wait for you to see this. And she's like reading it. She's like, I just like to be, you know, real professional. And she stops and she's like, big boobs, child. Anyway, she's like reading
that
the chat.
Too.
That is a popular
so
one on
new
TikTok.
Tinashe song.
Tinashe song.
Nikki meme.
That is huge on TikTok, which I am actively on, but I never post anything. So, you know, I'm up on it. I know I know the teens. I know VSCO girls.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, mine's Elvira, but what's yours?
I feel like the legend of Halloween is either the Great Pumpkin, from Snoopy.
Right.
Or that skinny skeleton bitch from Nightmare. Is it Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah.
Do people consider that to be a Christmas movie?
Jack Skeleton?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Just Jack Skeleton?
Skellington. Yeah.
Oh, chic.
Yeah. I would say that is a...
Does he sing?
Yeah.
Does the girl sing?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I would say that that's...
Good as Hell featuring Jack Skeleton.
Coming soon. I think that's both a Halloween and a Christmas movie. I think that's the whole point of it, is like they travel the different holidays.
Oh.
And they like, yeah, it's a good one.
I've admittedly never seen it.
Oh, you really need to see it. Nightmare Before Christmas is actually worth it.
Okay.
It's very good. Wow. Okay, so Jack Skellington, who you've not seen in actual visual form, but...
Yeah, no, I just know what he looks like.
Okay. But that's a good one, too. But then we can get into like all the slashers, like... You know, Freddy and Jason.
Oh, and all right. Of them. Scream.
You know, we don't often give credit to the men, but they do kind of own that space a little bit as far as killing people.
Yeah. They've earned their place in history.
They really have.
You know what's the best scary movie?
Which do you think?
What Lies Beneath.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
If you're looking for a recommendation.
I love many a horror movie. Actually, one of my favorites, no surprises, Ringu, the Japanese version, but also the American version.
That one is very scary.
Yes. I'm a huge Sadako / Samara stan, and I just love the visual of a girl with long hair over her face. It's so creepy, and it's so minimal, but it's enough to make you so, you know, put you on edge.
Mm.
We stan forever.
I just saw Midsommar recently.
Oh, yes.
Is that how you say it? Midsommar? Midsommar.
Midsommar.
It doesn't matter what it's called. Don't see it. It was the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
I just Wikipedia plot summaried that, and I was like, nope, I don't need to see any of that.
It was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Okay, so you should see it.
No. It was so
awful. And it wasn't
so
fun
awful.
Bad. It was bad bad.
It was just a visual, like... There was no substance to it. Mm. It was just someone's cult fantasy visualized.
That's what I gathered more.
There was absolutely no metaphorical meaning, no symbolism, no depth. The character development was horrendous. Waste of $4.99. Tell you that.
Okay. We're going to say no to Midsommar. Yes.
No, I love the movie Trick or Treat. That one's good too.
Well, that's different. That's different. So.
And Charlie Brown's The Great Pumpkin.
Oh.
Iconic.
Okay.
But anyway.
Deep dive.
Legends.
Legends only.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the topics of ghouls and goblins and stuff, do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
I know you do.
Well, I don't like to call them ghosts.
Oh.
I say spirit. I believe in spirit.
I believe in ghosting.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, you're definitely more on that path. I know that.
Mm-hmm. On that path. Yeah.
You are.
Have you ever seen a ghost? I
super don't believe.
Really?
Yeah. Like I really.
Like at all?
If you put me in a allegedly haunted space, like a hospital or something like that, my only fear would be that somebody was there fucking with me. That is like an actual person. I would never think it's a ghost. I'll never think it's a ghost.
All right. Well,
lucky for you.
Bonus
we are taking
episode.
A trip. Moomoo's gonna... goes to a mental hospital. Abandoned. Yeah. Well, I mean, those things are inherently scary because you're in the dark in the middle of nowhere. So, but yeah, no ghosts for me. No.
Wow.
I don't believe. Don't you know I don't believe?
No, I do.
I know you do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm spiritual, but I don't think it's ghosts. I don't know how to describe
Interesting.
It.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think I have a guardian angel. It's a woman.
That's nice.
I've heard her before.
Is her name Brittany?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I have absolutely no idea who it is. And I've also had I've gone to different mediums and psychics, and they've all separately said the same exact thing.
Oh, well, that's kind of creepy.
So I'm kind of like,
I will say, and he could have researched it, but we did have a medium when I was working at Pop Crush. We had him come in. And he was doing some vague predictions about celebrities. And then he turned to me and he was like, oh, your grandmother is coming through, the one that starts with E, and my grandmother's name was Elaine. And he was like, and you've got her necklace, right? And I was wearing it at the time. And the entire room was like,
you.
I mean, you could technically Google that before.
No.
But it was like unsettlingly specific. And I got like teary-eyed without knowing why. I just was just like hit by that at once. I don't know. Like I watched Teresa Caputo.
You know, there are some who are entertainment. Yeah. There's some that are whatever. Yeah. But I do think I am the kind of person where I'm like, prove it, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I've just historically have not had great success with psychics.
Yeah.
My only fear is spiders.
Is that your biggest fear?
What is my biggest fear? I don't like heights. Don't like spiders.
I know. I'm recently scared of heights. I used to not be.
Yeah, it's a new thing for me. I mean, I'm scared of, I constantly think I'm dying, but that's like kind of just like maybe a Jewish thing. I don't know. No, I'm pretty sure that's it. If you had to ask my close loved ones, it would be the fact that every day I identify something on my body and I'm sure I'm dying from it.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. What about you?
I think mine is animals that are bigger than me.
Okay.
Because I feel like they
except
can
for
kill
stocky
me.
Tops.
Yes. Team. But like horses scare the shit out of me.
Okay.
Like I'm fine. I just always think that they're going to kill me. That they could just kick me and just break me in half.
Right.
So I'm kind of scared of animals that are bigger than me. And then I'm also scared of losing my mind.
I have bad news for you. It's already happened. Yeah, no, that's, I definitely would not want that to happen. That is terrifying, actually. But I guess there's something freeing in the fact that you wouldn't know.
Actually, well, that's true.
Yeah.
So like, why worry about it?
Exactly.
Mm. Okay, well, that's a new perspective on life.
Fear eradicated.
Yeah. Fear gone.
Yeah. So speaking of all these fears and things like that, why don't we talk about the soundtrack to our scares?
Ooh, yes. We have another little fun homework assignment that
we gave each other.
We
did. Yes. We assigned each other the task of selecting 5 songs we think would make the perfect Legends Only Halloween EP slash full length.
Right? Because no one really makes Halloween songs.
No. Hardly. Like when people put together scary playlists, it's always like a little bit of a stretch. Like these will be a little bit.
It's Monster Mash.
Yes. That's like the only one that is explicitly like a Halloween song.
And then Kim Petras has her album.
She's definitely trying to pave the path to be the Halloween queen. I'll give her that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Boo Bitch.
Boo Bitch. Yes. She definitely is making her mark on the Halloween scene. But as far as Legends.
Mm.
Why don't we go back and forth between our picks?
Okay.
Although I feel like we should both just start with the song that I know is on both of ours.
I don't think it is. Because I
really?
I was like, there was one and I'm not going to say it because it's too obvious.
Oh, okay. Call me out. Call it out. Well, then I'll go with the obvious one, which is Britney Spears' Scary.
Ha, 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 ha.
And that's the one you avoided.
Yes.
Yes. So that's the obvious addition for me. If you haven't heard it, it's a Femme Fatale Japanese bonus track, I want to say. It was on the fan edition. If you bought that, the like hardcover book thing too. Just a really good song that every year, like after that came out, I like campaigned for that to be a Halloween single. That obviously never happened. They did put it on YouTube at one point, but that's about it. It is a scary song.
It's such a good song.
It's such a good song.
She has one Halloween song and one Christmas song.
She does. Queen. And they're perfect. Wow. Queen of holidays. Yeah. So if you don't know Scary and you came to us from the It's Britney Bitch podcast, I don't know what to tell you.
Download it.
Download it.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, they just put friggin' Britney Jean on YouTube.
You know what?
And they can't put Scary on Spotify.
That's true. Although, I don't know if you, surely anyone who's like a hardcore Britney fan knows this, but, and it's happening to Gaga now too. Superstans have found that if you upload an unreleased song as a playlist or as a podcast on Spotify or like wherever, you know, TuneCore, wherever these things are filed in, they're getting unreleased songs on Spotify. So now you can like listen to like the 2016 Billboard opening. You can listen to that iconic intro as a podcast on Spotify now.
I mean, do the companies not see what they're missing out on.
I mean, that's the thing that bothers me so much. It's like, so then just put them on, and rather than just like doing a takedown notification, like, yeah, why don't you make some
digital
coin
exclusive singles only collection and just do all the unreleased.
I agree with you.
As we sit here, still have not done our unreleased deep dive episode, and
but
we're screaming about. But
wait,
you know what?
Wait and see.
The girls have to be able to listen to them before we talk about them.
That's right.
Let's put it into the universe.
Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so mine was scary. Your turn.
Okay. So my first addition to the Legends Only Halloween EP is Eyes Wide Open by Ashley Simpson.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, so the concept for Eyes Wide Open is that her eyes are open because she woke up in the middle of the night because she saw a ghost.
Shit.
Staring there frozen with my eyes wide open. She knows your secret. Yeah.
My secret.
This is literally a song about seeing a ghost. She's like, heard you. I felt you.
Right.
What do you want from me?
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and that whole album. Oh my! Oh, don't even get me started. We're not gonna get started.
We're gonna deep dive into that one. I'm sure.
I am meh.
I am.
Yeah,
meh.
That's my first one.
The next one is probably. I guess I'm gonna go with all the obvious bangers. Miss Rena, Rihanna herself, Disturbia.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is actually starting to have a Mariah effect. It re-entered the top 200.
As it should.
And it kind of is becoming an unofficial Halloween anthem.
Yeah.
So Disturbia, this is one of those, if you don't know, I don't know what to tell you, but it's a great disturbing.
The video is very Halloween.
It is.
Like haunted house.
And it's kind of funny to even think of Rihanna doing that now because it feels so out of character for her. It's very
right,
fun.
She's very
pop.
Glam.
Yeah. Now it's so, she would never do something like that now, but yeah, it's an obvious pick.
Wow.
From Queen Rena.
A good pick.
Yeah.
Oh
no.
The next track, number 3 on our EP.
4.
Oh, oops. Sorry. Woo. Track number 4, Are You a Ghost by Bewitched.
Oh my God. Yes. Wow.
Are you a ghost or are you alive? Do you remember that?
That goes way back. Holy
way
shit.
Way back.
Truly legend only.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Good choice. They actually just came back last week with a cover of
what?
Wilson Phillips. Yeah. Hold on for one more day. They just covered it.
Really?
Out of nowhere. Yeah.
Are they all still together?
Yeah. As far as I saw. Admittedly, it was not a great cover. It was very karaoke. But it's like, they came back the same week as Sugar Babes did. And it was like, what's happening here? Like, what weird, like, UK, Ireland... Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, the legends are all coming back because we're back. So it's really no other explanation for that. Now I'm going to do something very for me. This is from Utada Hikaru, the number one Japanese pop superstar who has the highest selling debut album in Japanese history, which is difficult to get. Literally no one else has that but her.
Well, because she's number one.
Number one. It's called... Devil Inside from her 2004 English album Exodus. It is a club song about having a devil inside, and it was featured in the soundtrack of Queer as Folk, like during a club scene in, I think the club was Babylon. Did you watch Queer as Folk?
Parts of it.
That was quite a jarring experience. I think I was like 12 or 13 when that came out.
Yeah, I wasn't really allowed to watch TV as a kid.
Okay, you in the
so
first
like sneak.
I just remember,
it.
Like, I snuck watched the first episode, and there's, like, a rimming scene in the first episode, and I was like, oh, I'm forever changed.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that exposed me to a lot. But they also had incredible music, and this was featured in one of the later seasons, and it's just, like, a really hot club track that I think she said she wrote in, like, a half hour about having a demon inside, which was, like, layered, and it was, like, perfect for Queer as Folk. It was very that. And I highly recommend the Richard Vision Experience remix. So, yeah.
He has good remixes.
Yeah, he's really good.
It's, iconic.
It's actually, if you hear the intro of it, you'll kind of...
He did
flu.
Ones of Hillary.
Hillary.
Yeah.
And it's very of that kind of
so good.
Sound.
Oh my God, so many legends. I'm getting so excited. Wow. Okay. So track number 6 would be...
Yeah.
we were thinking all the girls that came back this week, Miss Kesha,
mm-hmm.
I chose Out Alive.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's so funny. I was thinking of Kesha too. You don't have another Kesha, right?
No.
Okay. Because I was thinking of, but I did not pick. Cannibal also would work.
Yes.
But Out Alive is really good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That is from Warrior, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess track 7 would be a rising singer-songwriter named Stephanie Germanotta, who unfortunately I don't know if she's making music still, but she had a song called Monster, which was very on the nose for Halloween. And I would say, like, I guess I kind of would argue that the Fame Monster is a Halloween album. It's literally all about fear. And, well, she said it was about fear at the time. Monster, Bad Romance, and So Happy I Could Die, Teeth. Like, I just, it's kind of.
It kind of is.
Oh, especially Dance in the Dark.
Ahead of its time.
Dance in the Dark. I just thought Monster was, maybe it's too on point. I would pick Dance in the Dark as, like, my favorite of that whole collection. But Monster is clearly about a monster. So, you know, it's for Halloween.
Monster.
He ate my heart and then he ate my brain. Yeah. Poetry.
I never thought of that until you just said that. Like, it really was kind of what Kim Petras just did.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think
it's like a Halloween album.
Yeah. I think it's just less on the nose, but it came out around Halloween and it was, I think the only reason it wasn't considered is because Bad Romance isn't quite on the nose scary.
Right. And also videos, was like such a massive hit.
Yeah. So I would say, like, if she did a video for Monster and like Dance in the Dark, maybe it would have made more sense. It's like, this is her dark, you know?
Yeah.
But I definitely think that was generally a Halloween album.
Mm.
So yeah, Monster by,
I love that,
Stephanie Germanotta. Wherever you are, we love that album.
Fame is prison.
Fame. Oh, what did she say today? She said last week, fame is poop butt. She
what?
Tweeted, yeah, she just tweeted that.
I've been so busy. I haven't been on Twitter.
Someone needs to take away the phone from her because she's, I don't know if this is honestly like performance art or if she's just become like Facebook meme mom or something weird. But
I mean, I'm sure she has so much fun just sitting there typing, like,
she must know. She puts out a fucking letter and the girls yeah. run away with their, this dropped on the 26th. Therefore, if you do the math, clearly.
Yeah, like everyone just goes crazy over everything. So she probably just, like when she was like, what is Fortnite?
And then she replied to Ninja,
mm-hmm.
who are you?
And I'm like, you are totally sitting at home on your Xbox.
Totally.
She's a gamer.
Yes. She knows what Fortnite is.
Add us on League of Legends.
Lady yeah. Gaga. Oh my God. Can you imagine?
I'm a support main. Okay, so my next track that I'm going to add to this EP is Tell Me It's a Nightmare by Kim Petras.
Oh.
Which I feel like is an obvious pick because it's a Halloween album. But the reason why I'm going to choose this one is, do you guys know the girl that I always post on my Instagram story with the tits bouncing?
Oh, yeah.
This is the song that I always think of. Like when I hear the song, I think of the girl shaking her tits because it fits.
I'm dead.
I'll do it next week. I'll tweet the girl shaking her tits and I'll put Tell Me It's a Nightmare over it.
Oh my God.
And I'll be like, me on Halloween, get ready. I'm giving you guys what my Instagram story is going to be on Halloween.
Wow, that's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to go with for, what's this track, is track 9?
I think mine were even, so yours are odds.
Okay, so I guess my last one. Oh God, I have a lot of options that I still would have picked.
Well, we can have bonus tracks.
We can. I think I'm going to go with the artist formerly known as Winter Gordon had a song called Till Death.
Ooh.
So it has literally nothing to do with being dead.
Why is she formerly known as?
She now goes by Diana Gordon, and she makes sort of singer-songwriter folk-esque music. She, ever since she went on a songwriting journey and then wrote for Beyoncé's Lemonade, she did Daddy Lessons, and now she's just fully on her own journey. But she's kind of, I don't want to say like denounced this era, but she's not even Winter anymore.
Wow.
But I mean, she's definitely getting that coin, and she's like writing.
I mean, she's still getting streams from me. Dirty Talk is fucking iconic.
So Till Death was on that whole era, 2010. And I especially like the Wawa remix.
Yes.
Yeah, it's so good.
She was a Jersey queen.
Yes.
Dirty Talk. We used to play Winter Gordon in Jersey.
You'd see her at Splash. You'd see her.
Oh, God.
I mean, I'm happy for her because it, you know, that's a a level up. I
right.
A part of me wishes she was doing like slutty bangers, but like it's cool that she's writing for Beyonce.
I loved when she did the thing. She never finished it with the EPs.
Yes.
She kind of stopped halfway
through.
Yeah,
yeah. And then
it's okay though.
The songwriting took off for her. So
I enjoy a creative endeavor, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Wow.
We stan Winter / Diana.
So I guess the last track on our Halloween EP, you're going to laugh at me for choosing this, but there is a reason.
Tainting our perfect collection.
I'm putting the grand finale on our perfect collection, and it is Not Myself Tonight by Christina Aguilera.
Thank God.
And the reason why is because on Halloween, you dress up as someone else, so you are not yourself. So when you're standing there in your witch costume, you can be like, I'm not myself tonight.
And if you don't like it, fuck you. That's what you say when you do trick-or-treating.
Tonight, I'm not the same girl.
Thank God that's on there.
Get it?
I don't think we'll make it through an episode without referencing Bionic. So I'm happy that that made it onto the collection.
It's a more literal approach.
Yeah, it is. But also very frightening.
Wow.
Well, some of her looks in the video were a little bit. She had that BDSM moment. She's licking the milk. Very ahead of its time, as we'll get into in our very special Bionic 3-hour episode.
Coming in 2020.
Coming in 2020.
Wow, that's a fun EP.
That really is.
I enjoyed that.
Taste.
Can't wait for a Thanksgiving EP. But like, actually, though, that would be funny, too.
The turkey bangers. Yeah. Turkey bangers.
We can get sauced up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I crack myself up sometimes.
Oh, God.
Oh, see, this is what I do by myself. I just sit here thinking of these things. We'll get there.
Thanksgiving
next
month. EP coming in November. Great. So we have an EP. We know if we believe in ghosts.
What were your bonus tracks?
Oh, so I have some good ones. Khalees Scream. Scream and Shout.
Ooh.
I think it was called Scream and Shout and then just Scream on Fleshtone. Because, you know, screaming.
Yeah.
But I guess also Britney Scream and Shout.
Like Scream by Usher.
Like Scream by Usher and Scream by Michael and Janet. So I guess there's a lot of screams that we could have included. This is true. This is a scary one. Natalia Kills Zombie.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Well, before the cancellation on X Factor New Zealand, I believe it was, when she famously told...
Did what she did.
She did what she had to do. And you know what, though? I actually think this is one of the examples of like the Lana Del Rey 2012 backlash of her SNL performance, where it's like she did a shitty thing on TV, but we made sure that it ended, not we personally, but they ended her for a probably scripted TV moment. And it's the same way of like the overblown like canceling Lana for having a shitty debut performance. They tried to really end her, but it didn't work. But with Natalia, I feel like they were like, she's an evil person, like, and they ended it. I just think that really did.
I mean, it was,
it ended that,
it was kind of bad.
It was kind of bad.
Yeah.
The doppelganger in my presence, in our midst. It seems we have a doppelganger in our midst. Anyway, you could be haunted by the thought of that meme for years to come with Zombie, which I still love that whole era. I still, Natalia's album, I still love. Now she's Cruel Youth. And now, she, I mean, she's still making music. It's just like that persona, I think, formally was like, so Zombie. And then I have Bleed Like Me by Garbage, who I stan Garbage so much. Shirley Manson, Queen. I have Witch's Brew by Katy B. And I also have Demon Lover by Royston Murphy. So those are my bonus tracks.
Wow, very left lane. Artsy
very
fartsy.
Left lane, you know. There's more that could come. But I do think we nailed the basics.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So make sure to add those to your Halloween sleigh list.
Yes, absolutely.
I believe we're all out of time for this week.
Oh, time. Yeah. I think we are out of time, actually. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The timer's already down. Yeah. So I think that wraps up things for this week. There's plenty of exciting releases coming around the corner. We can react to what Halloween did to us next week.
Yeah. And what it does to everyone else.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see if Adele's coming. Maybe she'll drop on Halloween night.
Oh, that's right. Will there be a new music Friday at midnight?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah. Duh. Because like...
Dua's coming that night. November 1st, the Dua song will come. So we'll have to wait for Dula to make a peep.
Oh, no.
You're going to, once you see the meme, I feel like I'm opening you up to a whole new world of memes. Ugh.
Every time that Wendy does anything like that, which is like, I don't know who that is. She did it with someone else recently. Who did she say it about? She was like, I don't know who that woman is, but.
She has dragged Gaga's entire career accidentally with applaud, applaud, applaud. Who bought that album?
You know, but the streets call it I Flop.
Massacring years of hard work by all of our faves. It's beautiful.
We stan.
We stan. I don't know who this new Wendy is, but I like her.
I love new Wendy.
Love her.
All right. Well, everyone, have a great Halloween.
Have a great, safe. Yes. Yeah, so you're listening to this on Halloween. No.
No, it's coming out Monday.
Okay. Oh, God. Not at all.
Multiple days.
We'll have a great Halloween when it comes around.
Drive safe.
Drive safe.
Don't smoke weed.
Don't smoke weed.
And rock out with your cock out. And drink safe and drink water.
Drink safe and drink water.
Well, you know. Oh, wait.
Oh, those were.
I meant like, be safe and drink water. Sorry. But also drink safe, too. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Don't leave your unattended drink unattended.
Unattended, like your baby.
That's a Housewives of New Jersey. Audriana was left alone, unattended.
And well, I guess until next week, we'll see you soon.
Yeah, next week it'll be November.
Oh, wow. The changing seasons.
Oh, what is that? I hear in the distance.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to haunt me in my dreams tonight.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Thank you guys for joining. And make sure to give us a subscribe on Apple Podcasts and a follow on Spotify. And if you're on YouTube, you can subscribe there.
And make sure to follow us on social media at legendsonly_pod.
And if you love this podcast and you loved our Halloween EP, make sure to give us 5 stars on iTunes.
And you can follow us both. I'm at MUUMUSE, Mew Mews, or sometimes Moo Moos on all social media.
Mm-hmm. And I am T Kyle Mack on Twitter and T.Kyle on Instagram.
Until next week, we'll
see you soon. See you soon.
Soon. No, wait, I hate that.
That's so awful.
It's terrible.
But, you know.
I'm done.
All right, we gotta go. It's been too long.
We gotta go.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
That was funny.
That really was.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.